Welcome back to Dateline New Haven. I'm your host, Paul Boyes, inviting you to join me on an exploration of what makes the Elm City tick. Howard Boyd and Kim Harris make the Elm City tick. They also make Hill North and the New Hallville Community Management Teams tick. They're prime movers in a new citywide grassroots revolution called One City. And they're here in the WNHA studio to tell us all about that. Welcome, Kim, and welcome, Howard.
Thank you for having us.
And Howard, if you'd like to get headphones on, your choice, but you can hear what you sound like. Okay. Yeah, that beautiful voice and how it's coming over. And we might be met by Lena Largy as well, who's also with the Hill North management team. So we've had Kim. Kim, welcome back. You've been here every week, which has been a delight, because you're not just running New Hallville Community Management Team, doing great work there. You've brought together the leaders of 12 community management teams in the city, and you're working together this summer to find stuff for kids to do and their parents every day for 60 days and get each other visiting each other's neighborhoods and supporting local businesses who give them discounts. So we've been on every week. Is there an update since last week of how it's going?
Oh, absolutely. Oh my goodness. We met last night and a couple of things. We're really working on our media blitz because now's the time where we just have to kind of embed what's going on from start to finish. First of all, June 28th, mm-hmm. New Haven Fieldhouse from 4 to 8 is our Family Fun Expo.
Your launch event.
Yes.
Everybody shows up at one place to hear what's going on this summer.
That's right. Meet and greet and see what neighborhood is doing what so that you can come on board. By the way, I'm going to put it out there to you, Paul. We need you to come on out and do live broadcasting from there.
Oh, live. We're definitely going to be there. Mm-hmm. The thing is, we're not on the radio after 4.
I know. Okay, what do you call it?
Streaming on the web.
Streaming on the web.
Okay, let's work on it. Okay.
Yes.
Great idea. That's a great idea. I love your ideas. Yeah. I understand how everyone you meet, Kim, you find a way that they can become part of this, whether they train people to be on management teams, whether they can find people in their own neighborhoods to participate. You got that gift.
Thank you. So the biggest thing now is we blew up the map. We went over to the Fieldhouse and we got the map. And we blew it up and we did all these little sketches of what we want to do, mm-hmm. of how we want to do it. Are we going to do a circular? Are we going to do a square? Mm-hmm. Placement of things. So we blew it up and we've been pasting all these little stickies on it to get the real feel of what we want to do mm-hmm. for the event. So that's one. Still working on the self-serve of the website. And we did the tester last night. And it's so beautiful.
By that you mean you're going to have a new website that's going to tell people what's going on for 60 days, everything to go to. And now you want people to be able to go on their own and put the events up by themselves.
Absolutely. Mm. And last but not least, in terms of updates since last week, we solidified all of our trainees. Mm-hmm. So we have Management Team 101 for those that want to become executive board members. Lee Cruz is going to head that.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
He's a good guy from Green Foundation, the Chatham Square Association, good organizer.
Yes. So he opened the doors for the Community Foundation for us to come there mm-hmm. and do that training. We're going to do 3 sessions. So anybody that's really interested, you want to get a knack on how these management teams work, mm-hmm. you're going to learn.
So when is that?
That is going to be, let me get that date for you. I have it in here.
Yeah, let us know because I'll make sure to help people know about that. And Howard Boyd is someone who is no newcomer, no rookie to how neighborhood organizing works. Matter of fact, I think he was doing it in utero as the son of Ann Boyd in the Hill, who's a longtime community organizer.
Yeah, there's a lot of history behind her.
There's a lot of Harry. And the whole Boyd family, which are really anchors and rocks of the stretch of the Hill by Washington Avenue and Congress Avenue.
Yeah, you know, the Hill, you know, we've been there all our lives and just being part, just, you know, following my mother's footsteps, mm-hmm. Being involved in the community and, you know, what we believe in. You know, whatever your culture is to lift. Regardless of what your situation is believing, having faith, and lifting, you know, your people up in your community, regardless. And that's how my mother taught us to be, you know. So that's how we roll, you know, not only just in the Hill, citywide too, statewide. And then we go outside the state where we visit.
And you go to meetings at night when the rest of us are watching TV or just kind of reading a book or something, right?
I'm in meetings. And what I try to do is try to attend many meetings I can so I could bring the resource mm-hmm. back to the people.
So Howard, now you're involved. You're the point person for Kim in the Hill North management team for this One City 60-day summer-long extravaganza. Yes. So what are you planning in the Hill?
Right now, we're planning to get the information out. You know, like Kim said earlier, you know, get people involved in everything. You know, and
you need every parent in the city to know this summer where to go every day on the web to know to find out.
Right. Yes. You know, and not even.
I'm sure you send them email blasts every day too. Right?
Yeah, every day blast is good, and you know, and try to, you know, even do door visits too be good too. You know, because everybody might not have the resource to get to that internet. So hey, we're gonna knock on the doors and make ourselves visible too, so they can see who's behind the scene. Too, you know, that's making
any,
this
any events you have in mind yet?
Right now, May the 19th, you know, Arson Ideals and the Hill Festival, you know, with the Hill Health Center and New Haven Bike Program. You know, we're getting together to have a festival.
That's not the 20th?
No.
Freddy Fix is the 19th?
No, Freddy Fix is the 20th.
Oh, the day before you're doing the festival.
Yes. Yes.
That's behind Dixwell Plaza?
No, ours is in the parking lot over at the Hill.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking the Hill versus Dixwell. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Dixwell Avenue will have theirs the day after.
But a lot going on
the day of the parade.
Yeah. It's also the Democratic State Convention. And then you have Elm City. And in fact, that's another hat you wear.
Yeah.
You were part of the group who revived the Freddie Fixer Parade, the longstanding big black community event of the year, right?
Yes,
that has a big parade through Dixwell and New Hallville down Dixwell Avenue and also cleanup campaigns and just weeks of events that surround it that bring the community together.
Yes.
How's that going this year?
That's going good. It's going very good. We have a very good board that works very hard. You know, everybody's working around the clock to, you know, keep that historical moment strong and keep it going. It's very valuable to the community.
I love that parade. It's so much fun. Oh, so Tom Joyner and John Alston will be leading the parade.
Yes,
so he's the fly jock.
Yeah, he loved the city, you know.
He was here
thought
last
it'd be
year.
A tough time to get him to come back, but he called.
You got him. Oh, he called you
guys? Yeah, he called Juan at the radio. Hey, I'm coming back to New Haven. He loved the spirit. He loved the people. You
and
know,
then it's this great, just endless series of drill teams, dance squads, guys on their motorcycles with the fezzes.
Right,
you know, the bands playing, and you know, they just really do it up.
Yeah, you know, even, you know, having floats in there was one
big
of the biggest
floats.
Things, too.
Yeah, yeah. And who else are you honoring this year?
Just Tom Joyner
and
the fire chief.
John Alston has become
John
a real Alston. Big part of our community.
Yes, he is.
And we're talking about great things happening in New Haven and the One City campaign with Kim Harris of the New Hovel Community Management Team and the founder of One City, and Howard Boyd from the point person there at the Hill North Community Management Team here on Dateline New Haven, WNHH 103.5 FM, live streamed at newhavenandpenn.org. So I got a question for you, Howard. Why is it Hill North? Why is there a Hill North Management Team and a Hill South Management Team? And this is the thing I always get confused about because my head's always in a spin. Why do they call it North and South? Isn't it East and West?
You know what, Paul? if you look at the map, graphic-wise, you know,
am I just turning my head 90 degrees by accident every time I'm looking at it?
You know, you look at the south closer to City Point. So they look at that.
That's south? That's not east?
No. No, that's south.
So yeah. Howard Avenue, isn't that an east-west road?
No, I wouldn't look at it.
Okay, so my head's not on straight.
That way. But, you know, and plus...
The whole area, like around Arch Street, Congress Avenue,
more
the
north
Career
of,
High.
More, right, if you just look at the hill section itself, that's more north of the hill.
But is there a general identity for the whole hill, or places like Kimberly Square and City Point to what you're calling the south versus the upper hill area we used to call it years ago, Columbus West? Are those really different identities?
Yeah. They're different.
You guys don't hang together and do the stuff together.
Oh, no, we do the stuff together. You know, it should just be Hill, but they divided that when they put the substations.
Yeah.
You know,
and Howard, you grew up at Columbus West, which was a housing cooperative.
Yes.
And it's gone through a lot of changes. Remember, it's gone through a lot of changes. I remember Mickey Cantro's developer ran it and owned it at first. And now, who owns it now?
Right now, it's Brooklyn Property Investors out of New York City.
What are their names, you know?
It's called Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Property,
And how are they doing? Like, how is the place?
It's good. The housing complex went through its ups and downs.
I remember touring it when they first built it before people moved in, when they had Tomas Reyes, was the alderman there, and he was at the...
Right. Actually, we were the first family to move in.
The Boyds were?
Yeah. The Boyds,
wow.
We were the first family to move in.
How many units is it?
68 units.
Okay, and it's kind of spread out.
Yeah.
It's not like a big, tall housing project or anything.
Right.
It's like a community.
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's spread out in the three
right near
Creco's sections.
Museum on one end, and then back behind the Hill Health Center on the other end.
Yep. There's units over there. Yeah. No, it's beautiful now.
And I know I've been over there when you've done stuff with kids in the summer. I think your mom worked there for years, and you've always organized events. So you kind of speak
to the tenants.
Right,
she worked there, and I was working there, and we did a lot of programs there. You know, the after school program we did the youth at work summer program there. You know, and then stuff that we volunteer to do inside the housing complex by, you know, having things on the weekends. And I also myself do a Friday or Saturday night movie outside with the kids.
That's fun.
went online and found the blow up screen, and you know, my brother that has the equipment and he's a DJ, and you know, we're just, you know, go out and we went and got popcorn. And
where do you do it?
Right in the back of our courtyard over there on Western Congress. We have a big courtyard. Okay. And we show movies and stuff like that, and put some hot dogs out for the kids and everything.
When do you do that?
We do it right after school, when school is out in the summer.
So June, July, August?
Yeah.
On Friday nights? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Friday nights.
That sounds fun. What movies you show?
Yeah, and then we do something like we show a big, you know, if the weather right, in the weather, we put something out on Halloween and throw something out there on the big screen, even in the cold days, Christmas time, you know. Just to have hot chocolate and
bring
that Christmas spirit in.
So you keep a community going there.
Yes.
Howard, can I ask you about a few issues that come up with the management team recently?
Yeah, we could. We want to keep it positive.
Okay. Well, one issue is bike share has come to the neighborhood. Are you guys part of that? Because there was the whole idea. The bike share is the new program where you get stations around town in New Hallville. I remember spoke up. They wanted a station because they weren't in the first round. And the city found a contractor to bring them. You see all the big McDonald's signs and then the racks. Yeah. And you ride them, and then you leave the bike there. You're either rented by the day, you become a member for the year. They do this big scale in New York. How's that going so far? Have you seen people using it in the Hill?
You know, we're part of it. Sometimes I'll walk down, or if I ride by, just to check, you know. And I think
I haven't ridden them yet.
There's 10 bikes. It's at the corner of Congress and Howard Avenue. So some days I get, you know, there's maybe 3 to 4 bikes or, you know, left the spot and stuff. So, you know, actually.
That means people are using them.
Yeah.
That means six are out.
Yep. People are using them, you know, and hoping the community catch more on, you know, using it too.
Mm-hmm. And how's it going, Kim, in New Hallville? Are you guys getting one?
So we have it on the corner of Bassett and Shelton.
And that was a fight. Delphine Kleinberg spoke up because you were not going to be in that first round because they said we have to be closer to the center of town.
Delphine said, if we don't get one,
nobody's getting one. So are people using those bikes?
Well, we just started with the weather. So people are talking about it, and I'm doing tours with kids. Oh. We're actually from my end. I'm on the north end of New Hallville. So I'm taking kids, and we're going down. We're touring. We're reading the instructions. And we're handing out the information because we do plan on using them between that and the learning corridor.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to make an effort. I think the biggest complaint about the bike share program is not even about the bikes. Everybody loves how it's bringing beauty to the neighborhood. It was the signage.
Yeah, those big McDonald's
signs. So, you know.
That's how they're paying for it.
Yeah, we get otherwise it doesn't come. So it's this. How do you balance?
But part of the irony is that you want to get the bikes to be healthy, and then they're telling you to eat Big Macs and get fat, you know?
Yeah.
No. You mentioned the learning corridor, which is really interesting. Now, isn't that where the old mud hole was?
Absolutely.
Shelton Avenue.
Absolutely.
And where they used to be in the 90s, a lot of drug dealing. Now you're doing a lot of activities there, right? You're giving out lunches, breakfast on Sunday. And
there's a lot that goes on. Delphine's church is across the street, so the churches are very active in the learning corridor. Doreen Abubakar. She is the one that is really, she's going on her 6th year of doing activities there. She has committed to making sure that this summer, for 60 days, that something happens in the learning corridor every single
day. So what's some of the stuff that's been happening in the past? We've gone there when they had the big breakfast for everybody, and I think it's a clothing swap. And
yes, she does a harvest festival, and she just did the bike training because they were doing a rock to rock.
Oh, that's right.
They were doing a rock to rock. She has a pollinated garden.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Because New Hallville is Garden Central.
Yes. Yes, we are. Yes,
Community
we are.
Garden Central.
What else does she have? We just did, the doctors, walk with the doctors. They start there on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
They start there and they walk. So
now
that's
what time
happening.
Does that start again?
9 a.m. in the morning.
And where do they start from?
Farmington Canal. It's on, Hazel or West Hazel, right there. They start right there and they meet right there. And 3 weeks ago, I saw a bunch of doctors and nurses there on a Saturday afternoon. They were taking blood pressure, weighing people, and giving them comments.
How much are they going to continue? Are they going to take a break on this?
I think the church is doing it for 4 weeks. Then they're going to take a break, and then they're going to go into biking. So biking is going to be the next.
When's that going to start?
I believe the biking should be starting June, this month, actually May. Mm-hmm. May, I believe it starts this Sunday. This Sunday, I believe it starts with the biking. People are going to be bringing their bikes out.
And now, one thing we talk about is how community management teams have become the grassroots engines of democracy. In addition to doing planning good activities, people who want to do stuff in your neighbor in the city come to you to find out what people think.
Yes.
So in Hill North, which I'm just trying to get the north thing, it's not west, although they call it Columbus West, but that's because of west of Columbus. Okay. The Yale New Haven Hospital came there because they want to move the primary care center from York Street to Long Wharf and do that in conjunction with Hill Health Center and Fairhaven Health Center, Community Health Center. What did you guys think of that?
Actually, you know, we just went small as far as thinking. We haven't really put it together, really sat down at the round table to discuss the move and everything. How effective it will be to the community moving it from Central to more south of New Haven. And, you know, we're talking, you know, the bus line and transportation and all that stuff. So, I mean, that plays a big role in it. So, you know, we're talking mostly young adults and everything that has to get there too for the, you know, for the medical assistance.
Whatever. So transportation does seem to be a key issue. What do you think, Kim?
Absolutely. The transportation is the big key because think about the people they're servicing. So if they're going to service maybe a wider population, and if you want to get the gist of the people, it's about getting there. Everyone doesn't have that car.
Kim, has your management team talked about this at all?
Just a few of us in terms of, wow, you know, how do we get maybe that whole Yale flavor when it's time? Is it going to move on this end? And what's going to be the collaboration that's going to happen on the in Newhallville with Yale services for the people? Because we do have the Cornell Scott on Charles Street, but it's in Dixwell. Mm-hmm. It's on Dixwell. So we really don't have that entity that's in Newhallville. So we're even thinking more of that. And when they were talking about the state building, they were talking even about possibly having that.
Are you talking about the former welfare office
absolutely.
On Bassett Street?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what is going to happen with that? That's a big building.
So we don't know what's going to be happening
right on the
with
Farmington
that.
Trail.
Yeah, they're still, from what I hear, the owner still wants a lot of money for the building.
Uh-huh.
So that's, and they've been trying to just chop it down.
And Howard Boyd, another issue in the Hill has been the App Foundation. They have a methadone clinic, which is really respected for the good work they do with methadone addicts. And because they're good at it, addicts come from all over. I mean, Willimantic to Waterbury.
Mm-hmm.
So then other people say, we don't like having all these addicts around, like by the facility because it's a block from a school and down on the green. Has your management team been enlisted to play any role in trying to resolve that problem?
Yes, we went very strong on working that. We just was trying to more dress it up more respectable for the community. You know, we know that that's a program to help, you know, and we also know it was also a program. It wasn't a good look for the school, being that close to the school, and the kids had a vision.
John C. Daniels.
Had thought. When they sitting in the cafeteria eating lunch, they could see right across the street what's going on. You know, another thing was, you know, it's a six-day, we opened 6 days. They opened on Saturday. And at first, you know, with the garbage, and there was a couple of incidents that happened. And I think it wasn't a good look at all for the community. You
so
know?
What do you think is going to happen?
Right now, we're still working at it. And working with them, the management team, the police department, the health department, you know, we have a good, great team.
Insisting while you guys work on a solution to that specific site, what Tony Harp, the mayor, talks about is she thinks that doctors should be able to prescribe methadone and distribute it from their offices so you don't have everyone just centering on one big location to get their daily dose. That's one way she'd like to see society deal. You obviously got to regulate the doctors and make sure that you're not, you know.
That is a great idea, you know, if it could happen, you know, but since that's a program.
Yeah, with all social challenges, we got to look at the micro and the macro, right?
Yes.
What are we going to do tomorrow? Yes. What are we going to do next year with this one incident and how are we going to think about how society at large looks at the root of the problems, right?
Right. Yep.
Parking's another one. So now everyone gets upset about parking. in the Hill, you got a lot of pressure because a lot of people who work at Yellow Haven Park on your streets. So you get people who can't get to their front door with their groceries, and they might be elderly in the bad weather because of people who park there. How has that been playing out?
We're still working on that, and working with the hospital, and you know, we have the hospital and the university in our neighborhood, so working with them on the parking situation, and then it doesn't really help. It's like pointing a finger, you know. The employees there itself giving their tickets or vouchers to people to, you know, park there and everything too. So how do we end it? You know, so it's something that's not going to happen in 24 hours, but work together as a great team to come up with a solution.
How is it working with the hospital?
So far, it's been great. It's been great. You know, we're just looking to build. We're looking to make sure, you know, our community is very strong.
You're the major employer in your neighborhood,
Years ago,
it used to be factories. It used to be Seamless Rubber, right, and places like that, and little factories. And now it's really the hospital, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You know a lot of people who work there?
Yeah. Yep. Know a lot of people that work there. Okay. Yes, indeed. Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And traffic calming, I ask everybody about, because every neighborhood, we've talked about this, everyone Kim breaks in, about speeding or like safe walking or biking. Has that been an issue in Hill North, or the streets narrow enough that it's not a big deal?
No, we have those issues. We definitely have those issues where we speeding and want speed bumps. Far as traffic with you know, the employees leaving university and the hospital, Congress Avenue, Davenport, Kimley Avenue, you know, their main gateways.
And are there speedings
our city
on the,
and back out to our city?
Are there speedings on the, speeding on those roads?
No, not the speeding. Traffic is, you know, and also our narrow streets too with school buses. So it just makes it, you know, certain hours in the morning, certain hours
then
Legion the is very congested.
Legion Avenue can be, it's MLK Boulevard and South Frontage. Those can be speedways.
They could be speedway at a certain time of in the evening.
Is there
the
much of a connection there? Because that divides West River from the Hill. Or are they really distinct?
Yes. It does divide. Actually, Legion Avenue will be the Hill. Mm-hmm. And what would that be? Martin Luther King Boulevard, North Frontage will be the white area. Yeah. That whole island piece, centerpiece, do divide. Yeah, it does divide the
Let me ask you both. You know, management teams came into being out of community policing. They've gotten to be much bigger. You meet with your cops all the time. In your two neighborhoods, what do you think the state of community policing is? Do the people know the cops? Is there a good relationship?
We know our Officer Renee.
Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Renee Dominguez.
Yes, Dominguez. She is our district manager for, we love her. I mean, she's out now on maternity leave. So any day now, Officer Renee, call us, let us know how it's going. But we love it, and we get a chance to see our police officers. At one point in time, they were coming to our management teams, not just Renee, but they were all coming and just having a moment to speak. So she says she's going to gear that back up again so that they can come in, meet and greet the people. And they stop on the street. We're talking to them. They're kind. You know, kids stop inside the substation all the time because we have the little library out there. So kids are swapping books in and out all the time. So they're kind. They're really kind, and they want to help, and they want to be a part of the neighborhood. They really do, without a doubt.
Sounds like so much is going on in New Hallville and the Hill. And next week we're going to hear from Marge, right?
Marge is coming, yes.
It's just, you have so much great energy, Kim Harris, so much positivity.
Yeah, she does.
Like you got Howard. Howard's been around forever. Now you're part of this whole group, and the city's doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Making good things happen, including one city this summer. Any parting words before we reconvene
Absolutely.
Next week?
Absolutely. They just text me. I have the update on Leadership 101 with Lee Cruz. So it's going to be August 8th, 9th, and 11th. That would be on Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday. So the 8th and the 9th, 6:30 to 7:30. And on the 11th, Saturday the 11th, it's from 10 to 12. 10 to 12 at the Community Foundation. And our youth leadership training is going to be on June 29th. We don't have a location yet, but it's going to be from 9 to 1. And you met Pat. She's doing the training. And Lisa,
Pat Boozer.
Yep. Pat Boozer. And Lisa Fluker is our other trainer. Hopefully she'll get a chance to come
and
on.
And the website for One City, what's it called?
OneCityInitiative.org.
One cityinitiative.org. I will just say it's the best thing happening in New Haven going on right now. The best idea we've had in years, and we all got to be part of it this summer to bring our city together. Because Kim Harris isn't playing. When 60 days are over, she got ideas to keep it going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep it going. Yes.
Listen, I just, once again, every day, every time I get here, this energy here is just so great.
Yeah.
I just got to thank you because you are a part of making us
one city. We're all one city.
You are opening the doors.
I like the time you said that.
I have friends that never, ever, ever listen to you and your station, and they're listening.
Oh, great.
And they're
just like, wow,
you know, I just didn't know. They don't know. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So if we can impart information to people,
we're going
to
find out about everything this summer.
Yes.
All the good things.
I mean, you keep it going. If you need anything, you got it, Paul.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And that's the most important thing, you know. And just go back to the management team and everything. You know, if everybody, all the listeners are listening, it's very important to get involved. You know, so we could bring the resources to you. And you can bring your concerns to us. We get it to the right people.
You show up, you meet your neighbors who care what happens and make the right things up. So when do you meet at Hill North?
Okay, we meet every second Tuesday of the month.
What time?
5 o'clock. 5:30. I'm sorry, 5:30.
At
Career School.
All right.
Yep.
Be there or be square.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Well, thanks today. Thanks for listening to WNHH FM's Dateline New Haven. Thanks to our guest, the incomparable Kim Harris and Howard Boyd. Thanks to Yellow Haven Hospital for providing support for today's program. We're going to take it out with the Afro-Semitic Experience performing I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free from the group CD A Plea for Peace. Now we know what it's like to be free. We just got to remember to book our flight. Book your flight with us all day and all night long here at WNHH, New Haven's home for community radio.